إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you that as the saying in English goes, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. It's not in the recipe of the pudding, it is not in the qualification of the cook. It is whether it tastes good or not. And so also, if you apply this principle to us, to ourselves, then I remind myself that the proof of my iman and the proof of my taqwa is not how much Quran I know, is not how many ahadith I have memorized, it is not how well or badly I can speak and give bayan and khutbah. It is what I do when there is nobody watching. Because when we say nobody watching, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always aware of what we do. How much of awareness of that do I have? That is the measure of my taqwa and that is the measure of my iman. Nothing more. What do I do when I am alone? What do I do when I am in a situation where, as we say, nobody is watching? I just returned last night from Bangladesh, from Dhaka. I mean, subhanAllah, amazing trip, full of tremendous surprises, because we have a certain impression of Bangladesh and so on. But when we went there, it's something very different. But it's not my intention here to speak about how good the trip was. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless all the people who worked very hard to do some amazing things. I'm most grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and most grateful to them, and I ask Allah to bless them and reward them in keeping with His majesty and grace. But if you ask me what is the one thing which stands out, that is what I began the topic of today's Fajr reminder with, which is, what do you do when nobody is watching? We had, of course, various conferences, various lectures and so on. And one day we had in one hotel where I was staying, called Platinum Suites, we had a two-day, three continuous days of lectures. And this was during the nationwide strike and so on, and lots of difficulties for people to move around. But despite that, we had, the hall was full on all the 3 days. And on the third day, we finished and everybody went home. And then later on, about 8 o'clock or something, my wife and I came down. We were supposed to go somewhere for dinner. And when we came to the reception person told me, he said, "Sir, somebody in your conference forgot a packet of money." So it was a thick bundle of banknotes, currency notes. He said they forgot this packet of money, and the boys who cleaned the room, they found the money and they brought it here. Please inquire and see whoever's money it is, they can come and collect it. Now this is Bangladesh. It's a poor country. And those people who are cleaning that room are all poor people. And somebody finds a whole fat bundle of currency notes. Not only did he not take the whole bundle, he did not even take one note. He did not even take one single note out of it. I said, Alhamdulillah, it's a Muslim country and the proof of Islam is this. The proof of Iman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't even know who it was, may Allah bless that man. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept his du'as, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him whatever he asks him. That is the proof. The proof is, what do we do when nobody is watching? The proof of taqwa, the proof of iman, what do we do when nobody is watching? And that applies to all of us. It's not only a question of this, applies to all of us. And that is the thing that I remind myself, and I request you also to keep thinking about this and to reflect on it and to apply and measure ourselves. What do we do when nobody is watching? Now, this relates to everything. This relates to, obviously relates to things which are obviously illegal, like stealing and so on. But it also relates to things which are not clearly illegal, but which are doubtful. And that's why I say the measure of taqwa is that which keeps you away from the doubtful. That which keeps you away from the haram, of course, but the haram is clear, you know, we know it is haram. But that which keeps you away from the doubtful, this is taqwa. Whether it is in terms of what we eat, whether it is in terms of what we speak, whether it is in terms of where we go or what we do, all of these things, there are things which are not clearly haram, but they are doubtful. Like for example, if you are talking about somebody, we may not be actually maligning that person. So, we know it is not slander, we are not cooking up some story and telling some lies. But also, we might say, well, you know, I am going to say something about this person, I am thinking of mentioning this individual. It is not slander, but is it really something which I should be saying? Is it something that Allah will give me hasanat for? Somebody asked me about smoking and they said, is it haram or is it makruh? So I said, irrespective of what it is not a hasanah, no? Why do you get involved in whether it is haram or it is makruh? Is smoking a good deed? Is it anywhere in the Quran? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, please smoke, I will give you Jannah? Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, you must smoke so that you can go to Jannah? Did any alim anywhere in the world, did he say that smoking is a very good thing? Apart from the five pillars of Islam, smoking is the sixth one. Did anyone say all of this? No. So why are you interested? Why do you ask this question? Is it haram? Is it makruh? You look and say, is it something which is going to give me Jannah? Is it something which is going to give me hasanat? If it is not, why do you do it? Quite irrespective of whether it is haram or makruh, whatever it is. I mean, I don't want to get into that just now. But my point is that nobody ever said that it is a good thing. So why do you do it? Taqwa is that which keeps you away from the doubtful. And that's why I want to end with that and remind myself that at the end of the day, it's not all this knowledge that we are collecting, all this information that we are collecting which we think it is knowledge. Knowledge is that which produces action. And therefore, taqwa is not some definition of taqwa. Taqwa is that which produces action. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. And the guardian of our actions and our speech, so that when we come before Him, we come in a state with which He is pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.